Opening Friday night, Asheville Community Theater presents La Cage Folle, the multi-Tony Award-winning musical. Jerry Crouch is the director, and Bradshaw Call is one of the stars of the show. They're both with me in the studios this afternoon. Thanks for being here. Welcome.
It's our pleasure.
Nice to have you. This is, okay, I was kind of familiar with the play, a little bit familiar with the play, but then I actually did a little bit of research and didn't realize until I did just what a huge thing this play is. It's been around for a long time, and there have been productions in France, in England, in Germany, on Broadway. It's been revived multiple times. Every time it's revived, it wins more Tony Awards. This is a huge play.
It is. It was the original French farce. Was by a gentleman, Jean Perrault, and it was 1973.
Wow.
And given the subject matter, which is completely harmless and really about all kinds of family, but yeah. It is about two gay partners that have a drag club. It was made into a movie in 1978, a French film, and it hit America about 79 or 80, and it was the thing to see. And it was where everybody wanted to go see it. And then the producer of Grease, the movie, wanted to turn it into a Broadway musical. And so he sought out the best talent. It opened in December of 1983, swept the Tony Awards in June of 1984. And I, lucky enough, was on business. And in July of 84, I got to see the original production with the original stars.
Oh, my gosh. Now, could you imagine that some years later you'd be producing that in Asheville?
Absolutely not, because, of course, I wasn't living in Asheville. I was in Atlanta. But that being said, the show was a risky proposition given the really rather harmless subject matter. And it was treated as broad farce, and it still is a broad farce. But obviously the world has changed a lot. And we're now looking at the family unit that is presented within the show as something that we see every day in our lives. But in the end, it's all about love, family, and self-acceptance.
I was going to say, it really is just about relationships and yeah.
So. And then throw in the wonderful music of Jerry Herman, who his pedigree is the musical Hello Dolly and also Mame. And then Harvey Fierstein, who we know a lot from, if you've seen Mrs. Doubtfire, he had a supporting role, and he has written the books for many, many Broadway musicals, currently on Broadway, Kinky Boots.
Wow.
And he was the book writer, had just won a Tony for his kind of self-examination of his life in Torch Song Trilogy back then. So it was Arthur Lawrence, who wrote the book and had directed many productions of Gypsy. He was the director at the time. So everywhere you turned, there was a great pedigree.
He couldn't help it. We're talking with Jerry Crouch and Bradshaw Call from Asheville Community Theater about their production of La Cage Folle, which opens on Friday. Bradshaw, do you feel like you're in a piece of theater history here, or is this?
I do. It came to America. Americans are probably more familiar with The Birdcage, which was the movie with Robin Williams and Nathan Lane. And I remember being 18 years old, had done my first musical ever. And I was in Into the Woods in high school, and we went out as a cast to see this outrageous movie that everyone was talking about, The Birdcage. And it was such a, it was going to be a comedic, tour de force for both Robin Williams and Nathan Lane. And I went to see that movie, and I thought, someday I would love to play this role. And so 20 years later, I am getting my chance to step in some pretty big stilettos, I am very honored, and I am absolutely thrilled that Asheville Community Theater is doing this production, especially at this time in our history and in the progress that that America is making slowly but surely. So it's a great honor, and I couldn't ask for a better cast, a better crew, and a better director, and just a wonderful artistic team on this show. It truly is a family.
Let me ask you one other question. You mentioned Nathan Lane, who was played your role in the movie version of this. He's such a huge presence as an actor.
Tiny man, but huge presence, yes.
Having seen him do that, does that make it difficult for you to create your own character? Or do you have Nathan Lane in the back of your head somewhere?
There are certain parts of the show that, you know, it would be very easy just to copy him exactly. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly moments in the play that I try to give homage to his character. But it's important for me as an actor to bring my own story and bring my own life experiences and bring my own interpretation. So yes, yeah, there are definitely some moments that I think a little Nathan shines through. it's odd because the last show that I worked with Jerry on was Adam's Family, and Nathan Lane actually originated the role of Gomez Adams on Broadway. So I now get to play the father and the mother, both kind of played by Nathan Lane. So it's, you know, 6 degrees of separation and a very strange twist. So,
well, now, and something we haven't mentioned is that, again, The Birdcage is going to be a really well-known play, or the best-known version of this, the film version, but had no music. So
no, and the story, the very quickly story on that is Mike Nichols was originally to be the director of the Broadway musical. Somewhere along the line, he was dismissed through no fault of his own. He went back and bought the rights to the original French play, which through negotiations actually blocked the musical version ever being made into a movie. And he came back and with his former comedy partner, Elaine May, wrote the script, and then the rest, as you say, is history when the 96 movie came out. And it's certainly one of Robin Williams' best-known roles. Hank Azaria as the houseboy is absolutely Spartacus Agador. And all these characters, of course, and ours have the original French names of Albin, which is Bradshaw's, or Georges, which is the role that was more comedically played by Robin Williams. But Hank Azaria's role in our version is Jacob.
Okay. And then you have the wonderful music that
absolutely
know, Jerry Herman.
It's The Best of Times, which is one of the best known songs from the show. But there are many, many hit songs. Song on the Sand is a lovely romantic ballad. I'd like to put not a plug in, but when we're mentioning wonderful things, Jill Summers, once again, our tech director at the Asheville Community Theater, has designed and, as we speak, is finishing up on a fabulous set that slides in, moves back, has everything from the cabaret stage of La Cage to a moonlit beach, a promenade, and then wonderful scenes in between, a French apartment, a little overdone as gay men might do, then it comes back as the austere furnishings when it needs to impress the minister of morality, who in the movie was played by Gene Hackman. In our version, is played by James Curley. And it's all of those wonderful – I've been lucky enough as the director to get, as Bradshaw said, a fabulous cast and crew. And we're more than ready, willing, and able to hit the ground running on the 3rd this coming Friday.
Excellent.
And we run for 4 weekends through the 26th of June.
Good.
And that's Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday matinees at 2:30.
And I assume there are tickets available, and I know now the way to do it is just to get them online.
That is one option. If you want to call the box office, it's 828-254-1320 or www.ashevilletheatretraditionalbritishspellingtre.org, and you can order your tickets. They're selling fast, but we're holding tickets for you out there, audience.
Very good. Again, La Cage aux Folles, presented by Asheville Community Theater, opens Friday. Jerry Crouch is the director. Bradshaw Call is Albin is your name.
Yes.
Yeah, you're better known than your name in the play. Anyway, thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thanks for having us. It's a pleasure.
Like great fun. Great fun. And you can always call us here at WCQS if you'd like more information as well. Our number is, 210-4800.